Aja Mirene Wollang and Ayan postdoc in Laya Kajas Group at Uppsala University, Sweden. Our poster has the title NOX4 regulates TGF-induced proliferation and self-renewal in glioblastoma stem cells. It is known that TGF-beta regulates stemness and proliferation. Based on this fact, we started this project with a simple question: how does TGF-beta regulate this process? We used glioblastoma as a study model because it is the most aggressive and common glioma subtype without an effective treatment, and more efficient approaches are needed. We started with a transcriptomic analysis of two different patient-derived glioblastoma stem cells, and we found that among the differentially expressed genes by TGF-beta, NOX4 is one of the top upregulated genes, as we can see in the table in Figure 1. In the gene concept network, panel B, we can see that the upregulated genes have a function related to the TGF-beta response, the regulation of animal organ morphogenesis and cell differentiation, including the epithelial to mesenchymal transition process. Curiously, when we analyzed patient tissue, we could observe that NOX4 expression is higher in glioblastoma stem cells compared to differentiated tumor cells, as we can see in the figure 2. As NOX4 produced ROS, we measure ROS levels after TGF-beta treatment. In figure 3, we can see how the ROS production increased after TGF-beta at different time points, panel A, and how this ROS production was reduced when inhibiting NOX4 using an enzymatic activity inhibitor of NOX4, panel B. We also wanted to figure out the role of NOX4 in glioblastoma stem cell proliferation. In figure 4, panel A, we perform a Ki67 immunofluorescence assay. The percentage of Ki67 positive nuclei, which is an indicative of actively proliferating cells, was increased when the cells were treated with TGF-beta. But this effect was suppressed almost to basal levels when NOX4 was inhibited. We have complemented this result with a cell cycle analysis by flow cytometry. As we can see in the panel B, after TGF-beta treatment, the percentage of cells in G1 phase was less compared with the control group, and the percentage of cells in S phase was higher. When we look at the effect of the inhibition of NOX4, we can see that the described effect is reversed. These results indicate that NOX4-dependent generation of ROS is important for cell proliferation. In order to study if NOX4 had a role in glioblastoma stem cell self-renewal induced by TGF-beta, we perform a sphere formation assay. As we can see in figure 5a, the percentage of spheres increased after TGF-beta treatment, but the silencing of NOX4 reduced it. We also analyzed the effect of NOX4 in TGF-beta-induced expression of LIV at the transcriptional level, since LIV is involved in TGF-beta-induced self-renewal capacity. In figure 5b, we can see how LIV was upregulated upon TGF-beta treatment, but this effect was reduced when NOX4 was silenced. This data suggests an important role of NOX4 in TGF-beta-dependent self-renewal of glioblastoma stem cells, as well as a role of NOX4 itself in regulating stemness capability. It is described that TGF-beta can induce the expression of GLUT1 in glioblastoma, and we wanted to know if this might be NOX4 dependent. In figure 6, we showed that NOX4 has an important role in glucose metabolism. In panel A, we observed that expression of GLUT1 was regulated by NOX4, since the silencing of NOX4 impaired TGF-beta induction of GLUT1. In panel B, we show an impact on glucose uptake after NOX4 silencing. Finally, in figure 7, we demonstrate that the overexpression of NOX4 itself is able to recapitulate the effects induced by TGF-beta. We could observe increased level of intracellular ROS, enhanced cell proliferation, and increased cell renewal capacity. NOX4 overexpression also increased the expression of LIV and GLUT1. These results show, for the first time, the key role of NOX4 in regulating stem cell capacity in glioblastoma stem cells. To finish, and as conclusion, we can say that the data presented in this work functionally establish NOX4 as a key mediator of glioblastoma stem cell biology.